Center for Clean Air.
Thousands who were hoping to get back to work on deep water drilling rigs can forget about it for now, at least through November. There's a new deep water drilling ban that's been issued by the Interior Department, specifically the Secretary Ken Salazar. Speaking of oil and what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico, BP is saying that a new containment cap has been placed on the crippled well, and it might solve some of the problems. Oil has been gushing out since April 20th, after all. And check this out. Did BP have any kind of a role in a bomber's release? Remember Lockerbie? Ooh, this is nasty stuff. We'll get to this in just a second. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, that's my name. The show is America Tonight. We zig and zag all over the place, so you got to keep up with us. We're like a kite caught in the wind. You never know what direction we're going to go in. Right here at the top, though, it's obvious we're going to talk about British Petroleum and all that that entails, and how close are we to getting everything sealed. The answer is, I think, still that's not going to happen until August. However, there is a bright side to this, and since I always feel like I'm giving you nothing but the negatives and I'm feeling so cynical, let's give you a little ray of hope from the Rear Admiral Peter Neffinger. Here's what he says.
From 40% of the oil is lost through evaporative processes to begin with, the high ends, the volatiles, and it will rapidly weather into tar mats, tar balls, and the like, which are, in relative terms, easier to respond to than fresh oil.
All right, so we don't have that fresh oil. Give us the stale oil. It might be easier to clean up. I know that wasn't much of a ray of sunshine, I guess. We move to the question of, did British Petroleum play a role in the bomber who is tied to what happened to the Pan Am flight so long ago over Lockerbie? Terrible. If you want to Google it, look at pictures of it if you don't know what I'm talking about. But we're talking about, of course, Al Megrahi, and the idea that they're looking into whether or not the oil group played a role in lobbying for his release. Remember when he was released? It was stunning, shocking. I don't care that he's ill or whatever the deal is with him. He was released from a Scottish prison, remember, last August when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Doesn't matter. In 1988, when that Pan Am flight blew up, killing 270 people, including 189 Americans, that wasn't the issue. And he shouldn't have been released. It was ridiculous. He served 8 years of a life sentence before he was let go. BP, apparently, stands to earn maybe close to $20 billion from the deal. There have been all those reports, and they surfaced almost right away about a 2007 oil agreement that might have influenced the UK and the Scottish government's positions as far as Megrahi is concerned. And that's a big concern, I think, to certainly the people who lost sons and daughters and husbands and wives on that flight. So one of the main people that pushing to have this investigated is Senator Frank Lautenberg from Jersey. He said in a letter to the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations on Monday that, we look at these positions, and the families of the victims of the flight deserve to know whether justice wasn't really served here, and it was all about the oil interests and nothing to do with their loved ones, and ultimately justice wasn't meted out. Remember, BP, which plans to begin offshore drilling in Libya in the next couple of months, talked about the 2007 oil agreement as the single biggest, ready for this, exploration financial commitment an international energy company has ever made to Libya. So what do you think the pressure there was when British Petroleum, now dealing with this leak in the Gulf especially, although that wasn't part of the equation last August, they're going to get probably $20 billion or more from the oil deal. It's pretty obvious if they can connect the dots. The Scottish court said that they were releasing him, if you remember the story, I remember going ballistic on the air about this, on compassionate grounds because of the fact that he was dying from prostate cancer. So think about it. Do we let criminals out of prison, especially for horrific things like that, when they're dying? No, they die in prison is the answer to that, because nobody helped those people who were blown to bits. And no pieces, half the pieces weren't even found of the people. And in a letter to the Brits, Lautenberg was joined by a couple of other Democratic senators in calling the validity of what's going on into big question as to why would you do this. And here's what I think is going to happen. I mean, pointing it out is one thing, and they're just going to ignore it. The British, I think what will happen is the government will ignore it. The British embassy in Washington already posted a letter on the website defending the release, saying it was compassionate and it was the advice of the director of health and all this other stuff. And they're just going to let it rest. They're not going to go anywhere else with this because it's a losing proposition. And it doesn't matter what the senators in New Jersey or elsewhere do, but it's disgraceful nonetheless. We already knew the connection was there. Now it just makes people that much more upset when they think of, I think, big thugs. When they think of, or big punks as I like to call them, British Petroleum, when they think of them, it just adds to now what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, it's always about what happens to you then becomes the issue. So in the case of those families, it's just like when we talk about 9/11 and the victims of 9/11, who still walk around with a chunk of their heart ripped out of their body. I don't care how much therapy they go through or how much they move forward and live day to day. You still have that heaviness that you cannot get rid of. And would justice be served if Osama bin Laden was caught and his head was cut off? Of course. I think for some people, they would feel like justice was served. I think in the case of Roman Polanski, justice wasn't served either. And, hey, the State Department's not happy. You almost knew this was inevitable as well, that the Swiss were going to let him go. It's taken a long time, but a Justice Department official saying that they're deeply disappointed with the decision in Switzerland to allow Polanski, instead of extraditing him to America to face sentencing for having sex with a 13-year-old child, to just let him go. He was arrested last year, and he's been fighting it ever since then. Remember, he pled guilty in L.A., so he pled guilty in 1977 to having sex with a 13-year-old. Then he ran off to Europe before he was sentenced, and that's where everything remained since then. The Swiss Justice Ministry said it was rejecting the U.S. request for extradition, and it's... It was an inevitable ending to this. I believe that they held him for enough period of time where they thought that this would quell some of the furor over Polanski and then just let him go. And that's exactly what's happened. He's a celebrated film director. And now, if you go from 77 to now, you're talking about a grown woman who just wants the whole thing to go away. But it's not about that. It's about the fact that he slipped through everybody's fingers. He drugged and raped a 13-year-old. That's it. You know, that's the thing. It doesn't matter to me that she's an adult, and really justice wasn't meted out in this case either. Stay with us. More to come.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Justice not being served in the Al Megrahi case. We know that was an oil deal. Come on. And, of course, the same thing in Switzerland. The popular director, Roman Polanski, hey, they make a good show of it, then they let him go. Boom, he's done. They're not going to extradite him to the United States. Switzerland is neutral, for goodness sake. They want nothing to do with it. And there's been a lot of pressure from other celebrities and people writing and calling on the behalf of the crazy Roman Polanski. So he escape justice, and that's what happens when you got bucks and you got pull. And notice both stories completely different, wildly different. But what is the one tie-in? We say it every single time. Every single time, look to the money. Follow the money, and you shall seek the answers that you're looking for. All right, speaking of the money, the White House flack, or that would be spokesperson Robert Gibbs, talked about this oil moratorium and why it has to happen and being aware of the consequences of the oil spill and being careful so it doesn't happen again. And now the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, and that's what he's referring to, slapped this moratorium on. So thousands of people are not, despite the rulings of a three-judge panel, and the one judge in New Orleans, they're not going back to work. And this is through November. So then my question becomes, okay, moving forward, what's the accountability? What's going to be different? What are the regulations? What's being enforced? What are you telling me that's going to happen from July? Because nothing happened after May. Nothing. So all those months were wasted. So right now, what is the, you know, when you go to like 10,000 meetings when you work for a company and some dweeby guy in the corner says, what are the action items from this meeting that we're taking away? So what's the takeaway from this? The takeaway is it's bogus. The takeaway is BP screwed up royally, and it led to our worst oil spill disaster, and others suffer the same fate as a result of it, because Minerals Management didn't do their job in the first place. So it's the little guy, because it's really the little guy. Some of the companies are big, but some of them are small. They're the ones that are getting squeezed in this. Anyway, here was Gibbs' take on why the moratorium is such a big deal and why it's necessary.
I think that the new moratorium that's issued by DOI will take into account the original suit's comments. The president has and continues to believe that we have to be careful with what we're doing, given the uncertainty around what happened 84 days ago. We know that that is not without some economic consequences to the region, but it's imperative that we have a sense of what happened before we continue to do this again.
All right. We'll see. Before we continue to do this again, it sounds like he's talking in circles to me. And tell us, I'll mark this date down, and let's see what happens, what's different, really, not just spin, but what's going to be so different when we come to November and say, oh, by the way, go ahead and drill, baby, drill. Let's give you something to cheer about. We need a daily salute. So let's give you a daily salute. Check this one out. I know the people in Minneapolis in our live studio audience, even though we have pumped them full of Red Bull, they would probably applaud on their own for this one. The Department of Veteran Affairs unveiled some new regulations. Here we go with the red tape again. Monday. But this is good, actually. They're making it easier, do you believe it, for the men and women who served in the armed forces to get benefits for that horrible post-traumatic stress disorder that so many face. And you talk to any vet, and I've been to the VA in Washington, in Dallas, in California, you know, different VA offices. Really, they're compounds, the three that I went to. And you see guys missing limbs in some cases that are sitting there waiting to get an appointment or whatever. And this is good news because right now they require the vets to document events like, you have to write down every firefight or bomb explosion that could have caused the disorder. So that documentation took forever. You're asking someone to relive the crap that happened to them and come up with what dates and people in the units and all this other stuff. So sometimes it was impossible. Under the new rules, the veteran only needs to demonstrate that they served in a war and performed a job where those events could have happened that could have caused the disorder. So, bravo, government. Finally, you're listening to something and something that's going to help people that are screwed because they served in a war and got hurt and are suffering mentally from the trauma of some of the things that they saw, whether they got the physical damage or not. So how about some big fat applause from the America Tonight live studio audience for this one? There you go. Sweet. It is. It's good. It should have happened a long time ago. I know people that had to go through that. Can you imagine that? You're a wreck. You can barely keep it together, and you have to sit and figure out dates. Well, we were going, I was in Iraq, and we were going through this one village, and, the IEDs went off and killed some kids on the side of the road, and then my commander was in front, and he was blown to bits. I mean, ridiculous. So the good news is that the new regulation, it will help. And they're acknowledging that the stressful nature of what happens and the reality of the terrorist activities is always around, always there. And this is going to benefit all the veterans regardless of when they served. And so it's not even limited to veterans with direct combat experience. They're saying now that almost 500,000, give or take, vets currently get compensation benefits for PTSD. And this is way, way overdue. This is excellent that now this is happening for the veterans. You think of the battlefields and the things that have taken place, and you have to go through this bizarre claim application. That's crazy. So anyway, the new changes will probably be about probably cost about $5 billion. But, you know, you're not talking about, you're talking about Afghanistan and Iraq, but also all the generations before that. Think of Vietnam, and I've sadly seen some very damaged people, sad things that they've seen and have a tough time getting over what they saw in Vietnam. I know a Navy SEAL who went through a really rough time because he was really right there in the thick of everything. And who wants to come back? He, you know, he was a manly man, a guy's guy. He didn't want to come back and burden anyone. So he carried around inside of him. So guys like that will also get help, and that can only be positive to me. All right, here's a crazy quick note to end this segment on, in keeping with the zigging and the zagging. I meant to get to this earlier, but because so many people have businesses that listen or are trying to start businesses or whatever, businesses, they say, have hired about 4.5 million Americans who have been jobless for the last 8 weeks. That makes those firms eligible for tax credits, about $8.5 billion altogether. And the tax credits are part of the hiring incentives, that's what they're calling it, to Restore Employment Act. Somehow slipped under the wire. It passed Congress in March. Now, under that act, people who hire workers who have been jobless for at least 60 days are exempt from the payroll tax charged for the worker for the rest of the year, the 6.2%. They also can claim a tax credit of a grand for each employee who stays for at least a year. And they're looking at February through mid-May and trying to, raise awareness about the credit, because I think a lot of people are confused about what that was and what the actual impact is and what does this have to do with hiring. There's so many people who are unemployed who were hired on a monthly basis after it went into effect. Maybe this will keep some people on the job. Maybe some people will have a chance in manufacturing or, you know, whatever field it is, an office work or something, where they came in to be able to stay a little bit longer, and the higher turnover might not happen because the credit would make it worthwhile. So I think that's can be good in some of the industries anyway, because we know the ones, manufacturing is the one that I'm thinking of off the top of my head, but there are certainly others where you have high turnover, and that may help those who are concerned and have mouths to feed and are trying to pay that mortgage. Ooh, because I don't know where some of these job numbers come from. I'll tell you, more than anything, I talk to a lot of people who are underemployed and are juggling two and three jobs. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a little bit more, talking about cruises. Have you ever been on a cruise? Listen up. You might learn something that you'll find interesting in this next go-around.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, Care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with air? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful
baby. All right, somehow Jay Herring floated away. It was like we hit an iceberg. I felt like the Titanic for a minute. SOS, we put out an SOS, and luckily we did find Jay again as he worked on cruise ships. We were talking about this, and he's got a book out called The Truth About Cruise Ships, and I think it feels to me, although I've never been on one, but it feels to me like more people are interested in going on cruises each and every year, no matter what their age is, whether they're in their 20s or they're retired, because I already went through that whole rigmarole. There's so many different kinds of cruises, and Jay used to work for Carnival Cruise Lines, and I know they leave out of Galveston, and I think they leave out of Miami, too, and they've got all kinds of those specific themed cruises that I was talking about. So, Jay, thanks for coming back. We're glad that we were able to tie you up here and get you back on board.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm so glad I had my life jacket so that I could come on back here. So,
well, first of all, what made you decide that you wanted to work for a cruise ship? And tell us what you did on the cruise ship.
Yeah, so I had been out of work for 3 months. I was looking for a change, and one night the idea just hit me. I could work on a cruise ship. So I sent my resume to Carnival. I followed up over the phone, and I got the interview. Now, there were 600 resumes in my hiring group, and he only hired 3. So I got lucky. And my position on board was I was what they called the IS manager, which was basically the IT guy, the computer guy, right? So every department on the ship, from the captain, the chief engineer, the pursers, the shore excursion, everyone all over the ship had computers. And so what was great is I got to essentially work in all these different departments and, you know, sit down and chat with the captain and see the chief engineer's cabin and party in the hotel director's cabin. So it was a lot of fun.
And you probably sailed all over the place. Where were some of the places that you went?
Yeah, so my first contract, which is was eight months, and I was on three different ships. So you're not even, you know, as a crew member, you're not guaranteed to stay on the same ship. And so we sailed out of, originally out of Port Canaveral down to the Bahamas. Then we were sailing out of New York up into Canada, then out of South Carolina down to the Bahamas again, and then out of Florida to the Eastern and Western Caribbean. So Aruba, Cozumel, all these places.
Did you love this job? When it's all said and done, did you like doing this?
Yeah, and I would totally do it again. You get paid to travel the world, right? And then the other great thing is the crew that work on board. So if you've never taken a cruise, if you ever decide to go, you'll probably notice that a lot of the crew are not American, at least with Carnival. And, probably 1% of the crew was American, right? So people from all over Europe and Australia and Asia, I mean, just all over the place. So it was, you know, one of the great things when you travel is you get to see the culture. And as a crew member on a cruise ship, it's like all that culture comes to you, and you make these great friends from all over the world.
Yeah, good for you. And we were talking about this, of course, people think of the whole Love Boat thing. You can still go on TV Land and see those old episodes, I think, of the Love Boat. And that's the whole idea. People find romance on the ship. Do people really find romance on board a cruise ship? Because you had to hear some of the gossip and the stories.
Yeah, there was quite a bit. You know, there's something about cruising which gets people going and makes them more romantic. But also the relationships are different. You know, if you're a passenger and you're single and you meet someone on board, you probably don't live in the same town. So it's likely to just be a fling, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you're married, it might just be that spark that maybe you haven't had in a while. And then for the crew, you just want to be with someone. You know, you live in this closed environment, but there's a lot of drama that goes on because a cruise ship is like the ultimate small town, and everybody knows what's going on.
I bet they do. I would think that, I don't know, maybe this isn't, you'll be able to tell me this, but in the contracts that you have, could, as a crew member, can you fool around with the passengers if you meet somebody?
No, if you get caught doing that, then you can get fired. And now, it still happened. It happened all the time. I mean, I never did because why would I need to? There were hundreds of crew members, you know, gorgeous, available crew members. So why do I need to bother with the passengers? That was kind of my take on it.
Yeah. What, pretty much the age group of the people who work on the ship, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we're looking at probably the crew are mostly in their 20s and 30s. But a lot of the captains are in their 40s and 50s. And there was a casino host I worked with that was 62. So not exclusively for young folks, but mostly younger people work on board.
Yeah. I was talking about the whole theme thing, and Carnival was big for that. Did you work on, you were mentioning going on different boats and whatnot. Is the theme thing big for people, like singles versus married couples cruises or whatever? Do they break it down that way a lot?
Yeah, I mean, they are a big thing, and there are theme cruises that happen all over. If you have an interest in anything, you know, Harley-Davidson, motorcycles, NASCAR, cooking at sea, acupuncture, there are theme cruises for just about anything you can think of. And probably one of the more interesting ones is the nude cruise. And so a nudist colony would charter a whole ship. And I wasn't there, but my wife worked in the casino. And, you know, the crew really didn't want to see all these naked bodies. And so one of the casino managers was dating the refrigeration engineer. And they got him to make it really cold in the casino so that the passengers would cover up with their towels, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were dancing the naked Macarena. They sat in the dining rooms and ate their food naked. And, you know, imagine there's a guy next to you and his hands are in his lap and you say, can you pass me the bread?
Yeah, no, thank you.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'd say I'm out on that, too. Hey, you talk about alcohol in your book. Why is alcohol so mandatory at sea? What's the deal on that whole thing?
Well, for the passengers, they're on vacation. And if you drink, you're going to drink when you're on vacation, and probably more than usual. I mean, why not, right?
Right.
And sometimes they would actually be passed out before the ship even set sail.
Really? They'd be passed out? They would miss the whole trip.
They board the ship at noon, and the ship sails at 4, and they don't even make it till the ship sails away. They're already gone.
Oh, wow. And, you know, I talked to a comedian one time who told me that he thought it was great to be on the cruise ship, but he realized that he was the entertainment so that they could keep people away from the food at certain times so everybody wasn't eating all at the same time. So the food is a big draw to the cruise ship thing because it's a free-for-all pretty much, right?
Yeah. I mean, there is so much food. I mean, you have the formal dining rooms. You have the 24-hour pizza, ice cream cones, the buffet on Lido Deck that runs just about most of the day. And so collectively, get this, collectively passengers gain 6 tons
Ooh.
On their cruise.
6 tons? That's terrible.
6 tons.
Oh.
So, you know, and the thing with cruises is you don't pay any extra. So it doesn't matter how much you eat. It's, you know, it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, you don't pay anymore. You've already paid for it. So, yeah, they just go to town. A lot of the passengers do. Instead of, you know, 3 meals a day like usual, they might end up having 4 or 5 meals a day, plus all the alcohol, which has, you know, calories, of course. So, yeah, it's real easy to put on the pounds when you're on a cruise.
Yeah. You know, they're lately in the past decade or so, there's been some weird things that have happened on cruise ships, some sad things where somebody's fallen overboard, and then was the person upset and they were trying to end their life, or did they disappear? Was it pirates? You know, that some of the stories that have happened. Do you think that cruise ships are relatively safe, though, because you worked on one for so long?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, if you think about it, anytime you have 3,000 people in the same location, you know, there's something that's going to happen. And generally, it's because, you know, the passengers are drinking too much or they do some boneheaded thing. And but, I mean, in general, yeah, cruise ships are very, very safe. If you compare it to, you know, any major city, you'll probably find more crime, more accidents, more, you know, injuries in a regular city than you would on a cruise ship.
Yeah. How about, you know, I made the reference when I was joking about the Titanic, but people are sometimes worried about a rogue wave or what could the boat withstand? Were you ever sailing in some choppy, terrible, horrible weather conditions?
Yeah, I never got to experience a rogue wave, and I say got to because that sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe I'm weird, but we were sailing out of New York up to Canada on one of the cruises, and on the way back, this giant hurricane got in our path. And, you know, we had these metal window protectors that were bolted onto every window up to deck two, you know, in preparation for it. And we did our best to sail around the storm, but we still had 30-foot waves. They were crashing up onto the deck, and they flooded some of the crew cabins at the front of the ship. We also had a pipe that was down in my corridor that broke just from all the you know, just the rough seas and the stressing of the ship. So it broke a pipe and flooded my cabin. And, you know, they had signs on all the doors that said you're not supposed to go outside because of, you know, how dangerous it was. But we went outside anyway. And I got some great video of it all, so.
Oh, good for you. All right,
yeah.
So somebody wants to read more of the inside scoop about cruise ships because you talk about the things to look for, the truth about cruise ships. How can they do that? How can they get your book?
Yeah, so my book is a behind-the-scenes look at my experience of working on a ship and all the things that passengers will never see. And we only covered, like, maybe 5% of what's in there. So if they want to check it out, you can get it on Amazon. But they can also read the first chapter at my website, which is thetruthaboutcruiseships.com.
All right. Excellent. Jay, thanks so much for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
All right. Happy sailing to you. Whew. So he talks about, as he said, we only covered a little bit of it, but it does sound like if you were in your early 20s, and let's say you couldn't get a job in your field, and you could get a job on a cruise ship, I don't know, that could be interesting to see all the places that he saw, like you said, and to have these relationships where you meet these people. So now you have other places that you can go and visit once you get off the ship and you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. And I would imagine it's pretty tough, especially now, to get some of those cruise ship jobs. But, boy, the idea of being somewhere on a boat for 8 months And with that whole buffet thing going on and the people that you'd have to deal with, I don't know. It'd be a tough job for me, I think. I don't know about the rest of you. Hey, coming up, we have the mystery sound. You could win movie tickets plus odds and ends. Hang with us.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green. Go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In 1965, there was a sound. One more time.
Top and odds and ends, which we're going to hit on next here on ATN. Castro on Cuban TV doing what else? Slamming the U.S. Also, Somalia Islamists claiming the responsibility for the attack in Uganda. Sad, because those people were watching the World Cup. That's just awful. And we'll talk about a couple of other quick things, too, in O&E. But before we do that, here's the scoop. We got this mystery sound. If you can identify the mystery sound, you will win movie tickets. I don't care where you live. You'll win movie tickets. So, without further ado, Matt Johnson, let's roll the mystery sound.
Thank you.
Anybody have any guesses? I think it's really tough. I promise you, we're going to do the mystery sound, you know, maybe once or twice a month, and I'll make them easier. This one, if somebody gets this, you are definitely, you're going to get set up with these movie tickets. I'm telling you. I'll just rule one out for you. It's not the sound being heard from all the people who think the Wall Street Reform Bill is the right way to go, because there's just one vote away. That's not the sound of Americans clamoring for what they think is a slash job on the banks. No, it's not that. And speaking of it, odds and ends, that's one of the stories that I'll dive into here quickly. This is still going on, the whole idea of, okay, we got to reform what's happening in the banking industry. So you've got two Republican senators who are flinging their support for the bill, and that pretty much puts the Democrats just days away from winning the final vote to passing the biggest change that we've seen to the financial system in decades, my friends, since the Depression. The Senate is expected to hold a procedural test vote, that's what they call it, on Tuesday. Then they have the final vote later this week. Now, Scott Brown is one of those Republican senators. He says, look, it's a better bill than when the whole process started. It's not perfect. I expect to support the bill when it comes up for a vote. And so did Senator Olympia Snowe, saying, a Republican from Maine, saying that she would vote for it, too, when the measure comes up, because she wanted to ensure that we would avoid another financial catastrophe like the one that plunged us into this recession in the first place. And then there are others who absolutely would not throw their way for support of the bill. The final bill supposedly is supposed to strengthen consumer protection. I'm just giving you the broad brush strokes. Shine a big fat light on the crazy financial products that people don't understand, create a process for taking down financial firms when they're failing, and make them stronger to prevent them from failing in the first place. Brown was one of the guys who opposed a proposed tax on banks and hedge funds, but now the bill is self-funding by using money that was unused by the federal bailout program from the whole TARP program thing. And they're also charging banks more for the FDIC insurance that they buy to protect your money, the deposits. Then you have guys like Russ Feingold, who's opposing the bill, saying it doesn't go far enough. He says, combined with, the death of Senator Robert Byrd, it means that the Democrats are pretty close to passing this. But he thinks it's just a Band-Aid that doesn't really amount to much of anything. To me, I think that what's going to happen, unfortunately, in some of the cases of what I've looked at in the bill, unless it's massively changed since then, what you're going to see is you're going to end up paying more for the fees that are going to get passed on to the banks. Yes, that one bit of money won't go on the shoulders of the banks because it'll come from the TARP funds, like I just said, but still, enough will get slammed on the banks that we're going to have to pay for it. We're going to have to pay for it in the end. That's what's going to change. So it's also kind of crazy, too, that it's paid from the TARP fund, because would that be TARP abuse again? Wasn't the TARP money supposed to be given back to us, to the taxpayers? Wasn't that a loan? Now it's being gifted again to the bankers. I'm just saying, they get to double dip on us. When do we get to double dip? So I'm not crazy about this piece of legislation. I think it goes through. Then we'll see ultimately what the implementation of it is. Because there's how it looks on paper, and then there's how it changes. How about that? How about Fidel Castro on Cuban Tube? Yeah. First, it seemed like he was the movie Dave, and he was really buried somewhere, and there was these phony pictures that were being released of him. Now, it seems that he's gotten better. Raul's been running the ship, and Fidel is back, at least a little bit back. He did a televised interview on Monday. He blamed the U.S., not North Korea, for sinking the South Korean ship that killed the 46 sailors, and said it was orchestrated on purpose to stir up conflict in the region. He said he was disappointed that China and Russia didn't veto a UN Security Council resolution for additional sanctions against Iran for their alleged illegal nuclear program. Gee, really? And he said that they've been building up for a confrontation with Iran for 30 years. And through this, and if the U.S. attacks Iran, it'll meet resistance unlike anything that they faced or we faced in Iraq. And if that happens, if there is a war with Iran, there can't you can't possibly avoid it becoming nuclear. So he pretty much held court, if you will, for an hour on Cuban TV. There's a show called The Round Table. He was there in a dark blue tracksuit over a he wore over a plaid shirt. He sat in a chair and he shifted during the interview and whatnot, so that there'd be no doubt that it wasn't Memorex, that it was really him. And it's the second time we've seen Castro in the past couple of days. They had a bunch of pictures, remember, that started to surface on one of the government blogs, and they claimed that the photos were real. So now here he is doing this live deal. You know, pretty much he's been out of sight since he had that emergency intestinal surgery all the way back to 2006, and then gave over power to his younger brother in 2008. Wow. The less we see of Fidel Castro, for my money, the better. For any of the Castro boys, for that matter. And once again, it's one of those things where do you really realize what's going on in that country? Speaking of realizing what's going on, sadly, people in Uganda were simply trying to watch the World Cup in two places, and a restaurant was one of them. And a bomb blast took the lives of at least 74 people. There actually might be more. It was two different venues in the capital where crowds were really gathering up to watch that final. And it turns out that it is Al Shabaab who is taking responsibility for the bombs, and they made reference of it and owned up to it, and one American is dead. There were a bunch of other Americans who were injured in this one. It was supposedly young suicide bombers who carried out those attacks, but what nationality, you know, who knows? Specifically what they're saying is, may Allah accept these martyrs, this is on a website, who carried out the blessed, always with the blessed, carried out the blessed operation and exploded themselves in the middle of the infidels. Now, they are reporting that they've made a couple of arrests in connection with the bombings, what and who and all that other sort of stuff we don't know at this point, but it's being posted as a huge victory in all kinds of Arabic website postings, and including the one thing that I just read to you, and it was a message that was delivered to the Ugandan people saying that this is, you know, you're going to be the target for our retribution for the massacres perpetrated against the Somalia men, women, and children in Mogadishu by your forces. And it was posted originally on an Al-Qaeda website. So mystery solved there. If you can identify the mystery sound, remember you can always call us at 800-259-5791. Or better yet, since we're up against it, you can send us an email, americatonight.net.
You have mail, mistress.